Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 22, Anime Episode 14. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 14?
Episode 14 was titled Luffy's Revival. Kaya Ujisama's Life and Death Confrontation. Picking up where we left off, we've got Captain Kuro standing up at the top of the slope, ready to kill everybody because he's very unhappy with the way things are going. And then in the middle of the slope, we've got Zoro facing off against Bucci and Sham, the Niban brothers, with their kitty claws. And then down the slope, we've got Django the Hypnotist facing off, kind of in the same area as Nami. And then at the bottom of the slope, past all the pirates who were all beat up, Luffy is still asleep beneath the bow of the ship that he ripped off. And then, of course, you've got Usopp watching from the top, from the cliff area. So, big standoff. And basically, Captain Kura says, you have 5 minutes or I'm going to finish off our opponents or I'm going to kill every single person here. And the pirates are terrified. Nami is wounded, but she makes it to Luffy and is trying to wake him up. And Django throws his hypnosis disc, which is also a weapon, just as Nami finally succeeds in shoving her boot so hard into Luffy's face that he wakes up angry at her, and he leaps up and catches the ring in his teeth, basically, and shatters it. He's all mad because he has no idea what's going on. He just thought Nami was waking him up from a peaceful sleep. And then he sees that everything is going very badly. Let's see. What else? Right when it seems like everything, like Captain Kura is going to just go ahead and kill everyone, Kaya shows up. Kaya shows up and she's trying to talk Captain Kura out of it. And she even pulls the gun out, Mary's gun. She pulls that out and points it at him. And he then goes into this whole dialogue about how, you know, oh, but it was, don't you remember how kind I was and all the time I spent with you and all the shopping trips we did and all the fun that we have, and oh, I hate you so much, you've made me do this, it's insulting. And he gets the gun away from her and he is going to kill her and then kill everyone. But then this fist comes flying out of nowhere all the way from the bottom of the slope. It's Luffy using his Pistoru or some one of those versions of his power. And he punches the captain's lights out. Captain goes flying. And that, I believe, is where the episode ended. Oh, I did miss... At a certain point, Bucci says, hey, hypnotize me, Django, make me strong. The reason I forgot about that is that it never paid off yet. He got super strong. He got, like, bulked up like the Hulk. But he's just been standing there like that the whole time, just breathing really hard. So, a lot of tension. Nobody's moving. But yeah, that was another part of it.
Who is Sham?
This is Sham of the Niban brothers. He is a very strange-looking guy with a very humped back. He's got green hair, cat ears, and he's got a reddish bow tie. He's got gloves with cat needle, what do you call it? Claws on the end of them, and likes to show off his washboard stomach. And he's got a midriff shirt and green shorts. Very unusual character. He's also a very tricky cat guy, and likes to use his cat claw attack.
Who is Bucci?
This is Bucci. I'm assuming they're actual brothers, so he would be Sham's brother. Bucci is big and fat, and he has cat ears as well, and also has the gloves with the cat claws. As a very funny, he wears a bell around his neck that jingles like a cat, and has a big pink and white cape, and red striped pants with an orange sash, and he is good at doing the ground pound kind of attack, leaping up high into the air and smashing down.
Who is Nami?
And here's Nami, the navigator, thief. She has a wound on her right shoulder from Django's hypnotic disc.
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
Here is Monkey D. Luffy, our big hero. He has just woken up from a restful nap and doesn't know what's going on at this particular moment, I don't think.
Who is Roronoa Zoro?
It's Roronoa Zoro. He is their swordsman, first mate to Luffy. In terms of damage, he has two big cat claw attacks, slashes on his chest.
Who is Django the Hypnotist?
There is Django the Hypnotist. I don't recall him having any damage in this episode. Django is a very odd character in a wide brim blue black hat with a long coat with a lot of gold rings on it. He has a very long, weird looking face with a big mouth, kind of looks like Mick Jagger with long stringy hair and a pharaoh type beard, and loves to do Michael Jackson dance moves. Oh, and he's got heart-shaped sunglasses.
Who is Kahadore?
Who is Kurahadore?
Who is Captain Kuro? Who is Captain Kuro?
Here is Captain Kura. He is posing as the faithful butler to Kaya, but he is actually captain of the Black Cat Pirates. He wears a butler's sort of tuxedo with black tie and some gold embroidery on the coat. He has big gray and black striped shoes, which are very unusual. Long curly collar, and when he goes into his attack mode, he produces these incredibly long, dangerously sharp blades from each one of his fingers, his cat claws, I suppose.
Who is Usopp?
This is Usopp, who calls himself Captain Usopp. He currently has a lot of battle damage on him, a lot of just dirt and bruises, because he was beaten up a bit in the previous episode. Usopp has curly black hair. He has a long nose, which I guess might be a nod to Pinocchio, since he tells lies all the time. He has brown overalls, a tan bandana on his head. He likes to sometimes wear goggles, and has a sort of a satchel that he can carry, this chain with a hook on it, in And also, I'm assuming, is where he keeps his slingshot.
Who is Kaya?
This is Kaya, the rich girl from the mansion. She's a pretty blonde-haired girl, usually in her bed because she's usually not feeling well. But a long white dress. Now she's actually wearing a long trench coat because she's come out of the house for the first time in a long time. And she has journeyed to confront Captain Kuro.
What was the setting in this episode?
Pretty much the settings that we've been in for quite some time. The slope from the beach up to the top of the path. And a little bit of the mansion, the path from the mansion to the beach, and the Black Cat pirate ship that's docked at the bottom of the slope.
What was the combat in this episode?
Well, we had Luffy throwing a punch at the end of the episode. That was, I'm assuming, Pistoru. Then before that, there was, you know, Kaya pulled the gun on the captain who disarmed her. And before that, Bucci didn't actually attack yet. But he has been turned into a big, strong killing machine through hypnosis. Django threw his disc in an attempt to kill Nami, but she ducked it, and Luffy caught it in his teeth and crunched it, so it broke. I believe that was everything. Oh, yeah. The captain produced his stealth sneaker attack or something like that, where he did some sort of little dance with his feet that made him seem to disappear and would appear on the other side of Bucci and Sham. So he blew right through them somehow and blew them up into the air.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Django threw his disc at Nami, but she got out of the way, and Luffy caught it in his teeth and shattered it. So that was one attack, special move. The Niaben brothers charged Captain Kura. Or Kuro, but he was able to slash through them, and then he also did his I forget what it was exactly called, stealth sneaker move or something like that, where he does this funny little dance with his shoes that he basically like disappears and reappears behind them. So that's a special attack for him. He was also able to disarm Kaya. And Bucci was transformed through hypnosis into a hulking strongman, though he is yet to actually attack in that episode. And then Luffy threw a Pistoru punch that knocked Captain Kura out. Oh yeah, she threw Zoro's swords back to him so that he could fight in three sword style again.
Tora!
Gari!
Very good. And then we shall ask Barker, do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I'm very much hoping that the captain will be defeated in the next episode. It seems like the tables have turned with Luffy waking up and getting into the fight. So let's see some action.
Ahar, very good. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 14. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!